I can say that because nobody really knows who you are. However, okay, anonymous, which is always good. Let me see if I can go to a live call right now on News Truth Radio, just for a short, quick catch-up with our good friend Vincent Eastwood. Let's see if this is going to work. Okay, I'm not kidding you. We good here for sound? Yes, okay.
Good day, Andy.
Good day to you, Vincent. How are you doing? All right.
Oh, yeah, mate. Just absolutely fabulous.
Well, you know, under the circumstances, yeah, you know what I mean. I just thought, I know you're a very busy man. We are live on News Truth Air right now, as you probably well know, that's perfectly fine. I just wanted to catch up with you just to find out, you know, I actually was streaming American Freedom Radio. There's some other gentleman basically stating the facts of how things are and would appear to be right now. And, well,
that'd be Chris Greenwave. For those of you who want to tune into him, Greenwave Radio, I think you can go to greenwave.com. It's green with an E on the end, G-R-E-E-N-E. He used to work for Merrill Lynch as a broker, and then when the 2008 financial crisis hit, he saw how badly it was messing everybody over. It was messing over people's families, people's jobs, people's economies, that whole thing. And he just couldn't be part of the machine anymore, so he started up Project Greenwave.
Like
and,
yourself.
And he's been very successful. He's got over 10,000 YouTube subscribers, and he's a freaking firecracker.
Oh, that's great. So it's like a financial background, a bit like yourself then maybe as well, yeah? He is good. It's the first time I'm
I don't really have much of a financial background. I mean, my financial background is just basically being up to my eyeballs in debt.
Same as everyone else. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Just some thoughts on that. He was talking about, you know, how all ridiculous it is and this, that, and everything else. But from my perspective, I figure the psychopathic Freemasonry will somehow ratchet up the apathy, the desperateness between now and July, say just 6 and 7 months, and actually go for it with Christmas as well. Push Christmas upon everybody as if, you know, goodwill to all men, peace, love, and buy presents for your children with no money, with money you don't have, even though they're trying to kill you. They would appear to be doing that too, which is horrible. But as we reach towards the Olympics, at some point in 2012, either the back end or in the midsummer, I think, Vincent, you know, at some point they're going to give you a choice. You can take it or leave it with regard to a cashless society, all of which they have the softwares. There'll just be no ATMs, no cash, and they will have, you know, associated interest attached to that electronic money, backed only by your signatures, no gold or silver. This will be the solution they're throwing down the line. I'm, you know, for total enslavement, and it's right across the board. You know, it won't be maybe one country first. I probably want to be doing it.
Well, New Zealand already has what we call EFTPOS, where you don't have to use cash. And you can just pay for everything with a card. Oh. It logs everything you buy, where you bought it, etc., on your bank statements. And the government has access to your bank statements as well. So if you're dodging taxes or doing some cash under the table jobs or anything and you're collecting a government benefit or dole or anything, they will just look over your bank accounts, you know, without telling you, and say, well, you've been sort of making a bit of money while we've been giving you some ourselves, and that's just very naughty. So we're going to give you like a have to ask you to pay back all of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, or you see, in lieu with a judicial system, I think corporation to corporation, depending on how you do make your money and how you insert the money into your account. From what I can understand, they're not about to ask you to pay it back. They'll just bloody take it, actually, you know?
Well, that's what governments do. They don't ask, they tell. It's interesting that policy from the U.S. military has not made it else here. You know, in there it's don't ask, don't tell. Mm. It's in New Zealand, on the other hand, it's don't ask, we will tell. Tyranny's great. Yeah. Tyranny's great because it provides you with so much content to talk about as a radio show host. For example, we now have a food bill being introduced in New Zealand where private security officers will be able to come onto your property without a warrant and be immune from criminal prosecution if you are so much as growing carrots or giving seeds from your sunflowers to your neighbours. Utter enslavement.
It's absolutely insanity. But you know, they can make the legislation, make the policy. Do you know how this works? Simply the fact that they've got somehow civil servants, they're paid to not question, just do. Even to the tune, if it's legislation, I mean, I can't believe the indifference here. But that's why this is mafia. It's total, outright, blatant. It's always been around, but they're going to use force and intimidation. They'll have people who they're told, believe, have authority to do such a thing, which is just trespass on your sovereign rights anyway. It's just a free-for-all. It's complete mafia. And they're actually legislating for this to make out that it's all perfectly normal and okay because they've legislated for it. You know, it's outrageous. Yeah. Sorry. You there?
Yeah. Never get tired of things to be outraged about.
Well, what about what's going on in Australia? There was some headline I saw about the Prime Minister. You were right. It was something I wanted to ask you about. They've flopped over, haven't they, and completely given over to some female Prime Minister.
Julia Gillard.
Yeah.
I call her the Wicked Witch of Oz. And quite frankly, Australians, if any of you are listening, look, there's no place like home. Ditch the witch.
Oh, you're so great. Yeah, and I was watching a video of you turned up. It's probably a bit old right now. Who was it? Oh, yeah, David Icke in New Zealand, I think it was. And you came on and did a bit of a presentation there. It was caught on video, a while back. Was it? Yeah?
Yeah. I spoke at David Icke.
That's good. Well, so...
I was asking other people, hey, do you know anybody else who's actually gotten to speak at a David Icke event other than his organizers? And they're like, his wife once.
Good point. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, man, this is really awesome.
That's fantastic. It was really, it's very good. So listen, how are things going with regard to you? I know. As clear as day, why you're on the radio and saying what you're saying, and I always really enjoy listening to you. Are you doing sort of presentation? Are people asking you to turn up, or you're getting in people's faces, aren't you? As always, which is good, yeah. Aren't you,
well,
Daniel?
I'm a very scatterbrained person, which means I like to do everything. For example, I'm a radio show host. I'm also a filmmaker, and I don't just make films in my back room and everything like that, tucked away from the world, commentating to a computer screen. I go out there to the protest, find the activists, find the police, find the officials, and find the politicians and all those and business leaders and all of these kind of people who are either A, full of incredible information that you can wind up sharing with other people just as a mere result, which they'll obviously wind up giving you because it's what they devote their lives to researching, or B, they'll be complete and utter total scumbags who I want to ambush with a camera just to make them look bad. And sure enough, that's basically as easy as it gets. If you just turn up with a camera, so much as turn up and have the cojones to go up to these people, ask them questions they don't want to answer, you'll be surprised how much of a massive adrenaline kick it gives you. It's like a new extreme sport.
I know.
Politician ambushing.
Politician ambushing. I wish they do it more in the UK.
Now we see the bankster in his natural environment in the back of a black and dark window magazine. He looks like he might be a little bit spooked. Sneak up very quickly.
It's not normal, is it? That's it. But you know what? They can't handle and they can't stand basically transparency. Isn't that right? And you're absolutely right. I was actually saying that to some gentleman I was chatting on last night on News Truth Radio here about always bringing at least a dictaphone, I would say, certainly into a court. But certainly if you can afford a camera equipment, bring that too. Because, the police in the UK basically, they don't actually think they're thieving and robbing as pirates. They think they can take these bits of equipment off you and they're perfectly allowed to do that. It's all right for them to film you, but not for you to film them.
Because like we had this cop come up to me on the street, you know, and he said to me, "Can you turn the camera off there?" Yeah. And I say, "Well, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to worry about." He was so pissed off, man.
Isn't that great? Because it's isn't that what they're saying to you? I mean, that's what politicians, in fact, say to us. The people.
That was what was so funny about it.
Nice one, yeah.
That the same excuse BS that they gave us,
yeah,
that they can film me 1,000 times as I walk up the main street of my own freaking home city. They can film me 1,000 times on CCTV camera, but as soon as you turn one camera on one cop, oh, they just lose their cool. That's just not cool, man. It's not cool.
Yeah, that's right. But they don't see that is outright tyranny. It's fascism. Even though people in front of them are saying so and remaining peaceful upon saying, "Oh, this has been going on for 5 years, Vincent, in the UK." See, this is why it may work, because you've got this level of complete and total indifference from these just fools. It's not helping, is it?
You're talking about the masses there, Andy, but the fact of the matter is the masses have never made a difference, ever, okay? Anything. They always go away with whatever the shepherd's telling them, and it's usually the shepherds who are a small, determined minority who make the difference, and it's the same story, repeated all the way out through history. We have so many truthers out there who go, "We want to wake people up. We want to wake up the masses. We're going to do Occupy Wall Street. Ooh. We're going to have all these people together and blah, 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 blah." It's like, dude, there have been like maybe a couple of dozen people in the truth movement who have done all the freaking research that has basically backed up the birth of this entire movement. Yeah, and this movement is still very small, but look at how much effect it's having. David Rockefeller can't even go to Chile without getting yelled at. Leave Chile! Leave Chile! You're killing a lot of people!
Is that right? That's right. They're kicking off everywhere. That's right. And has he escaped off to Chile? Oh, so he was found there and people are protesting. That's great. Yeah.
And you're talking about a new world order, like there's no escape from it. You don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no escape for them from us.
No,
we're everywhere.
Right. I know. And listen, actually, I forget what it was, but you're so I just love listening to you. There was a conversation you had, I think, on American Freedom Radio. I forget with whom, but basically you were being completely frank and honest and saying something. It was something along the lines of about how infiltrators and people who you can trust, basically, or if you're going to be trying to be taking your time to sort of wake people up to the absolute magnitude of this and the reality of this, but are they going to digest it or something? And it's sort of the energy that will take from us, but are they trustworthy? Something. It's all about trust, isn't it, Vincent? I think at the end of the day. You know, who can you trust or something? It was something you were saying. It was really righteous. It was really good, you know.
Well, there's only really one person you can trust, and that's yourself. You can trust your own intuition. And last night, for example, we had a meeting with a couple of food cooperative activists and people who start up community gardens and whatnot. And one of them didn't want to be filmed. Yeah. And I said, "Okay, you don't want to be filmed. That's cool. I won't upload it." And she kept going on about it and like, "Oh, I don't want it to be filmed. I want to know where it's going. You need to have my permission." And it's just like, "Well, look, we've already said this. We've already resolved this. What are you talking about? You're just holding up the meeting. Next person to speak, please."
And they just got
up and left because they were just so offended that they couldn't freaking hold up the entire meeting to whinge and moan about something that had already been resolved. Yeah. And this is the thing. Yeah, we're so fractured, aren't we? Because we've all got our own little idiosyncrasies. There's people out there who want to like do community gardens and everything like that because of the health benefits, because of the social benefits, because of the fact that we're having a massive food crisis coming and we've got a food bill that's going to make it illegal, those kind of things, and make those people active into those particular situations. Yeah. But they don't have a clue about the international reasons why these food bills are being implemented. And then when we tell them that's Codex Alimentarius, the UN World Agenda to control the food supply through Monsanto and the WTO and various other organizations to completely consolidate control over the food supply and water supply, and soon enough, through carbon taxes, the air supply too, they will enslave and kill every single person on this planet if you're not careful. And when you say it to these kind of people who still basically naively think that the world is a nice, magical, mushroom-taking place, that they could just go out and trip balls all night and come home and everything will be happy, I'm sorry, it just shatters their paradigm a little bit. And that's why they walk out. That's why they can't deal with it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, hey, who wants to deal with that? It's not a happy scenario, is it?
No, I know, and you're so clear about it. What was it I saw? I'm kind of turning on the TV now and again. I keep in touch with Press TV pretty good, just with what's going on around the world, and they do sort of bounce around and very frankly tell what's going on around the world. I think it was in Greece. There's some kind of protest. They're sort of protesting outside the government departments. They're handicapped people and old people because they're quite shocked, just like in the UK, that they could... it's just totally unfair that they would stop their dole money, which is just minuscule anyway, and to stop it, you would basically starve. So, hey, come on, you know, what are you up to? So they're protesting it, but no one's out in the street going, look, I'm telling you, this is not an accident. They want you dead. You know, this is why they're doing it. You know, just be, you're right. You know, code, and we're ridiculed. Yeah, okay. We're the ones that...
Something one of those ladies said is that, oh, this doesn't make sense. It's just crazy, you know. How can they pass laws like that and blah, 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 blah? And I say, okay, well, first of all, you're right. It is crazy.
Yeah.
But the only thing you actually, the only reason you think it's crazy is because you're a sane, decent person, aren't you? If you're a sociopath, criminal, you would think it made a heck of a lot of sense.
That's right. I know. Yeah,
you know, that's why I advocate is just think like a sociopath and the world will make a lot more sense.
I know. No, it's good to be able to, I'm meeting a lot of new people, but to somehow, you know, place it in your stomach, not get overly panicky, it's insane. It's just horrible, horrible. But like you know, just knowing it at least. I think knowing it at least is a good direction to take. So you know. So are you gonna have what is it today? It's like the coming 13th, 14th. In fact, for you, it's the Wednesday the 14th already, isn't it? Let me see, what time is it? Oh, it's 11:33 in the morning in Auckland, actually, your time. Okay, so I know you've got a show coming up, haven't you? A live show or something?
About soon? 27 minutes, yeah.
Okay,
you can
mate.
Listen live at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's a chat room in there as well if you want to pop in the
and,
question.
Gorilla.
And the guy that I'm interviewing today is Joshua Hart from SmartMeters.com, I think.
Okay,
and, mate, these smart meters, they are freaky. Freaky, man.
Like,
the amount of goodness knows what kind of cancer and radiation interference and what have you that it has with your daily life. Like, my former producer, he got a smart meter installed outside his house the next freaking day. Boom. Constant headache all day long, and it just does not go away. On top of that, they can find out when you're home, how many people are home, what you're doing, whether you're not, you're on the internet or watching TV or anything, okay? When the Nazis rounded up the Jews, you know why it was so easy to do? It's because they pioneered, virtually, the modern census.
Of course,
okay?
That's
what
right.
they did.
Yes, they did.
They were able to
locate
everybody who had guns. They were able to locate everybody who was Jewish. They were able to locate everybody who had a decent amount of money, grabbed them or grabbed their guns, and shipped them off to camps to exterminate them.
God.
When I have a look at the smart meters, it's like, oh my goodness, this is uber Nazi. This is something that the Nazis would have never done in public, broad daylight. They would have just done
it, right.
But they wouldn't have announced that they were doing it. They wouldn't have even broached the subject. Now we have politicians who are so effing crazy, nuts, and useless, trash, slime bag, scumbaggery, that decide arbitrarily that everybody else is a freaking slave and you need to obey and we need to control and we need to kill and we need to maim and we need to make your entire life a hell of a lot worse. This, I don't comprehend the mindset behind that, because as I said, I'm somebody who has a conscience. I'm somebody who doesn't like to ruthlessly lie and con other people's for profit, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. These people, on the other hand, not only that, but also if they were to step outside that particular paradigm and realize that it was all BS, there might be some description of career change in mind for them. Namely, they'll probably go to the unemployment line, which will be denied.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the legislation that they passed.
Well, you know, when it gets really bad and stuff, Vinny, you know, honest to goodness, what are they going to sit and go, oh, do you know what? I'm sorry now about that. I wish I didn't say that, or I wish that didn't act that way, because it looks like I'm up for being killed now myself as well. Because, you know, it's just, and not all these people are going to be going to the secret bases. They're not the 1%. They're just ridiculous compartmentalized civil servants who are doing this and think they love the limelight, they love the power, and in the click of a finger, that'll all be taken away from them anyway, because they'll be proven useless. But they don't see that. They won't, you know.
You ever been in a job before where you kind of wake up and you realize, oh my God, my employer's just using me?
Yeah, I have. Yes, many times. Yeah.
Soon they will know your pain, brother.
I know.
And this is what happens, this is what people don't understand, is they think, oh, we want to be on the winning side, kind of like Sauron and Saruman, you know.
That's right.
Against the power of Mordor, there can be no victory. It would be wise to join with him, my friend.
That's right. You know? The light in the dark,
What's going to happen? Oh, that's right. Just like every other tyranny throughout history, the first people to go are the honor guard. The first people to go are the ones who know how the system got in place. The first people to go are the ones that are protecting those that are highest up in the organizations and political parties and things of that nature. They're the first to be killed, okay? Yeah. If you are listening to this radio program and you're a cop, or you're a tax collector, or you're some kind of agent, or some kind of politician, or what have you, your days are numbered. Not because we're going to get you, it's because your own people are going to get you. They're going to betray you, they're going to kill you, they're going to take everything from you. As soon as you decide that you're not going along with absolute brutal tyranny and enslavement and whatnot, if you suddenly discover that you've got a conscience all of a sudden, you're freaking dead. That's how they keep people online.
Yeah, I know. There was a.
That's why I will never go working for these people again. In fact, I found out something interesting yesterday, and it's just a theory of mine. Yeah. Somebody called me a narcissist, and I thought to myself, "Hey, I might well be." And
is that control freak?
Another thought as well. I've got an employment phobia. Like, I am actually phobic about being somebody's employee, having them be able to tell me what to do and that kind of thing. I can't work for anybody anymore. I can only work with people. I don't know what it is.
With people, I can't
find it 100%. I just can't do that sort of thing. So naturally, I'll never get into those types of situations where people will be able to force me and canoodle me into doing things that I don't want to do, simply because the alternative is, you're going to be exterminated. Because I know for a fact that because I'm a member of the general public, I'm going to be exterminated anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I'll raise that point with you. The thing is, maybe there are lots of people who are just outright sad and depressed as hell, know in their hearts and minds they get up there. 9 to 5s, even not even shift work or down a mine or anything, and yet they're only doing that because they've got children and they've got a mortgage, and they're not questioning what money is, where it comes from, how they're going to get it, how much tax is taken off it. They're just stuck in this framework of, I must have a job, because if I can't pay my bills, how else am I going to even survive? And that's sort of an area we're all in.
What I love is when random members of the public who are like plumbers or something like that, who make money off of people's stuff that's planned to fail so that they can get a plumber in.
Yes, that's right.
Toilet of the sink or whatever.
They
roll past protesters who do 16-hour days reading researching, sending official information act requests, doing interviews, going out to protests, making banners, and talking to the community, and they tell them, get a job!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's in the case of the UK where billions have suddenly been, I think there was a quote from David Cameron, it's just beyond, it's absurd, but I think he made billions available to basically force people into voluntary jobs to work. That's the program, the same one that's being rolled out in America and stuff like that.
It's forced voluntarism. I love that. I mean, that's total Orwellian doublespeak.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Speaking of Orwellian, yeah. I was driving home last night, and I thought about how Orwellian our society is, because when anybody ever hears something tyrannical that the government is doing, they all say the same thing. Oh, well.
Indeed, I know. And this, with a smile on that, with a grin on their face, that's right. That's amazing, yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, firstly, your guest tonight, did you mention that there's also, it's not a matter of just data gathering on those meters. I'm sure I heard someone talking very explicitly in great detail about them. I couldn't know who it is. And it's a matter of radio waves as well. You're going to feel quite sickly all the time. Am I right with these?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's really not good for your health at all.
It's part of mind control as well. Your body is being bombarded by a certain radio waves, your brain stops working as a normal function, and you start to become more receptive to outside messages and things of that nature, as far as I've been led to believe. So
it basically comes
down to the fact that if you're not healthy or in a healthy environment, your mind is going to start to become increasingly unhealthy too. And there is nothing that you can really do to stop that being a fact. You can protect yourself by it. I recommend a sledgehammer going out to those smart meters and just BAM! Great, you can't die when you're trying to surveil me.
Fair enough. Oh, there'll be resistance in the UK, I can assure you. Yeah, they'll be trespassing on the property in the first place. If they want to ignore that and then just paste them in anyway, I think a sledgehammer will be, if it's a matter of your health, yeah, why not? You know,
we're failing that, a bear trap.
Well, my goodness. But mind control, definitely. This is something they're that's right, subliminal message and stuff. I think on one of your adverts, your painfully annoying adverts with that over music all the time. Do you know what I mean? It'd be great if they could get you just to do another one, because that music is driving me nuts. The back of one of your adverts there on, with regard to radio waves and wireless stuff,
Blue Shield.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Good, yeah.
I think I've actually do have to do a new one of that, so I'll probably get one done this afternoon that you've reminded me, Andy. It's more like the fact that the products have changed and there's a few other things available and whatnot, and I can probably do I compose that music thing myself, actually, but I'll do something different for you, eh?
Okay.
But either case, Andy, I'm going to go.
Oh, listen, wait. Before you go, I wanted to ask you, before you go, right, there was just one more question. Did you or did you not, were you or were you not ever an extra on Lord of the Rings in New Zealand? Because you would have made a fantastic extra. You're a tall guy, you're a big guy. Did you or did you not take part in that movie?
No, I didn't, interesting story. You know how on the end of the movies and stuff like that, they say American Humane Association, no animals were killed or harmed during this movie?
That's right, like a disclaimer or something,
A good friend of mine found out that they'd been subcontracting that responsibility to a company that didn't exist, didn't keep proper records, and got paid like $250,000 to keep it all hushed up. And there were freaking hundreds and hundreds of incidents on that, the making of those films.
What would you say?
And
horses?
It was all completely covered up and hushed up. Heaps of horses died and got injured, legs broken, all that kind of stuff. Man, it was absolutely horrible. That was exposed by a good friend of mine, Grace Hayden, who's a former police prosecuting sergeant. She's now a private investigator. She had 15 years' experience as a prosecutor, as soon as she started exposing this, They came after her big time.
Really?
Destroyed her marriage, took her home off her, the whole nine yards. These people don't play games. And later on, after the Lord of the Rings was done and everybody was like, oh, great, come to New Zealand, make your movies here. We decided to make the prequel, The Hobbit. And what was his name? These massive big US studios come over here and say, hey, look, we're going to pull out our already $100 million investment. Yeah, right.
If you
don't pass laws urgently and pass them now, undermining every single person's right to have employment rights, okay? You are now all independent contractors. You have to pay your own tax. You get no overtime, no holidays, no nothing. And you get no rights as an employee whatsoever across the entire film industry, the entire photography industry, okay?
Whoa, everybody that's interesting.
Now has no rights whatsoever as employees of big organizations or companies.
So they did. That's amazing.
All it took was a 20-minute meeting with the Prime Minister.
God.
Okay. This is how international cartels work. They come in, tell you what's what, and then you bend over and you freaking take it
money.
Because you know for a fact that your leader is a bankster finance scumbag who is absolutely aware that if he doesn't do precisely what he's told, then the country will go to hell in a handbasket and everybody will blame him. And because he's a narcissistic sociopath, he doesn't want to accept responsibility for it, so he just bends over and takes it on behalf of everybody else.
That's amazing. If you want to send anything like that through to my Skype, I shall promote it over anywhere I can, because that's actually very normally, you know, people wouldn't know these facts. It's stunning what you've just told me. Money, big money. That was right. It was probably one of the biggest productions, three movies made all in New Zealand, promoting and stuff. But their stories now that no one, you just believe the disclaimer, no one's ever talking about it. Keep it quiet, keep it hush hush, and everything's okay. But it's not the truth, is it? My goodness me, how about that? Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure that was nice and happy and a bright spot to leave it on. Thank you, Andy.
Well, no, thank you very much, Vincent, for your time. Always, I'm very much appreciated. I really do.
Anytime, mate.
God bless you, and thank you very much. Enjoy your show tonight, today. Later on today. Anyway.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye.
See you, everybody. Check us out at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
And Guerrilla Media, am I right?
13 minutes or so.
Guerrilla Media as well, isn't it, Vincent? Your chat box. You have two sites, Guerrilla Media, isn't it?
Kind of got three, really. Is my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media. There's website, which is guerrillamedia.co.nz. Okay. The VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, allegedly. And also, if failing that, AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Oh, that's great. They've appreciated it. Thank you very much indeed, yes. And, pod that if you wish. I love speaking with you, Vinny. Stay safe. Please, God, stay safe. That's all we can hope for, and we'll stay in touch, yeah?
Oh, well, as long as the government doesn't exterminate me, I'll see you again sometime.
Be in touch, okay? All right, stay safe. God bless yourself. All right. Bye-bye, Vinny. Bye-bye. Oh, man. I tell you what, that was my first interview that I ever did upon my whole speaking on the radio, and I've got more and more comfortable with speaking on the radio, but I do genuinely really, really like that gentleman. He's only 26 years old. He's a tall, big guy. He's as honest as they come. He's in your face. He's you know, the criticism we got about him being mad or crazy and taking this lightly, not at all. That's Vincent Eastwood. Check him out there. And no doubt, it's amazing what the facts he was just telling me. That's very interesting indeed. But I just thought I'd make an effort for you. What time is it? It's 10 to 11 on a Tuesday, 13th of December. You are listening to News Truth Radio live with Wild Hunt Andy, myself here. That was Vincent Eastwood. It seems an awful lot of people are offline on Skype anyway. And that was actually Auckland too. God bless him. It's coming up to, it was about 11:30 in the morning. And I know he's got a midday show. 10 minutes times midday in Auckland. That is on Wednesday the 13th, believe it or not. There's actually not 12, but 13 hours of a difference. So long since worked that out. And he could make it.